If you're a young orthodontist or an ortho resident who's listening to this, know that the world you're coming into is very different than the one that orthodontists who've been practicing for a while have gone through. From the employment situation to technology, there's a lot of stuff that we're going through on a regular basis.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger, and today I want to mimic a great quote I heard somebody say. They said, what you go through, you grow through. And I'm not a fan of rhymes or alliteration or silly little sayings like that, but it really resonated for me because I started thinking about a number of things that have happened to me and my practice, my partner in the last year or two, since life has certainly changed a great deal. Anybody who tells you that the orthodontic world they joined in 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago is the same as it is today is either not opening their eyes or completely confused. Because even in the last 2 years, I can tell you that the world has changed dramatically. So if you're a young orthodontist or an ortho resident who's listening to this, know that the world you're coming into is very different than the one that orthodontists who've been practicing for a while have gone through. From the employment situation to technology, there's a lot of stuff that we're going through on a regular basis. And this is not going to be one of those super long 5-Minute Fridays, which isn't really five, but turns into 10 or 15. This is going to be really straightforward, and I want you to think about it like this. Right now, we are facing huge challenges with getting the right people in our team. I posted recently in Orthopreneur's Facebook group about, we had two team members that were brand new within 1 week get bigger offers by their previous orthodontist and leave. And this is an everyday occurrence for a lot of orthodontists out there. And they're not even sometimes the greatest hires. You hope to train them, but they're being pulled out for more money by other people because there's such a shortage. And, you have two choices here. You can complain about it. You can moan and whine and say how unfair it is and how wrong it is. Or you can just say, look, I can't change this. I can focus on things I can change, like the old serenity prayer, right? Be at peace with the things you can't change and change the ones you can. And you're going to go through a lot of crap in the first 6 months, year, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years of practice. And I want you to look at everything that happens as an opportunity for you to get stronger, for you to grow. Because when you first come out of school, you get hit with basic things and you're like, oh my God, this is horrible. And then you realize it really was nothing. Because the longer you practice, the bigger the obstacles you're going to face are going to happen. It's just the nature of the beast. It happens. And you have two choices again, either complain about them or get to work and make it better. And when you make it better, it's super important for you to debrief yourself on what you just went through. Hey, I hired an assistant. It didn't work out. She ended up stealing from me. Not that that's going to necessarily happen, but let's use that as an example. What could I have done in the hiring process to prevent that from occurring? Now, I used a pretty radical example here, but every one of you listening has something in your life that's occurred negatively. And the question is, did you stop, whether it's in ortho or in your life, did you stop and debrief yourself on it, or did you just try to survive it? I lost two assistants. I got to hire somebody new. Here's what I got to do. Or did you stop and go, I just lost two assistants. Why did I lose them? What could I have done differently? I mean, realistically, what could I have done differently? Let's not play this hypothetical. I do a great job. There's nothing else I could have done. There's always something you could have done. Maybe it was cultural. Maybe you could have made a better office culture. Maybe you could have paid more and you were penny wise and pound foolish. Maybe it was clicks in your office that you personally did not break up the way you should have. Maybe it's a new person not feeling like they're a part of your group and you didn't create the right environment to help them thrive. Maybe it was training and you don't have a good enough training system to get them trained on what's going on. Maybe you threw them into too much work because you are shorthanded and you overwhelmed them and they wanted to leave. There's a whole variety of reasons, but you need to debrief yourself and learn from it. And that's when the saying, what you go through, you will grow through, is actually true. You're not going to grow through anything if you just go through crap and don't change it. You're going to grow when you go through things and you grow through them. It takes energy. It takes effort. Nothing just happens. Everything happens for a reason. And it's your job to figure out what it is that's going on in your life and figure it out and make it better. Otherwise, you're going to continue to repeat the same problems over and over and over and over again. So your mission, should you hopefully choose to accept it starting now, is to find out the thing you struggle with most and figure out why it's happening. Debrief yourself. Be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Once you figure out precisely what the causes are, now you can start looking at the way to solve it. Now you can start looking at solutions. But to just knee-jerk, and it's a common early mistake for most clinicians, something went wrong, let's do this. And then 6 months later, that didn't work. Let's do this. And let's do this. And let's do this. And you never quite find that peace. So debrief, grow through what you go through, and I promise you, you'll have a much better life. Much love to each and every one of you. Always reach out to me if you have any questions, and just wishing you an amazing day.